Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, Ethan, as you know, we got a legendary story from our friend Alex Rich today on how he literally snuck into the Big Ten Championship game. It's a crazy story. We aired it at 4 o'clock. You can use the Odyssey Rewind app. Something tells me it's going to be featured Christmas week as a best-of conversation because it was so good. Now, I have two people in my life that are huge IU guys. One is Alex. The other one is KMOX Sports Director Tom Ackerman, who's with us tonight. And I texted both of them yesterday. Had no idea that both of them were at the game, I think, separately. You didn't sneak in like Rich did you, Tommy? Did you go in legally?
No, sir. He told me the story. He texted me as I was getting ready to leave Bloomington. I stayed in Bloomington, and he said, call me when you get on the road. I have an unbelievable story to tell you, the greatest ever. And I'm like, what in the world? Because I thought Alex has told me some amazing stories through the years, so this has to
us
be
too.
Epic.
Yeah, and he didn't and said, overhype it.
I said, "How do you get yourself in these situations?" It's just amazing.
It really
yeah, it
is.
Great. No, I bought my ticket actually online early, and then watched the prices spike when Ohio State won to get into the Big Ten Championship. And it was just an unbelievable day.
You know, there's something about this for guys like me and maybe others who are Mizzou fans, and we had some high hopes this year, but I'm tired of the Michigans and the Ohio States, and I really am bored by Big Ten football overall. But I love this Indiana story, and it was so fun to watch this, especially as I kind of told you in the text, as you know, nobody was picking Indiana. Like, they didn't even give them a chance if you listen to the so-called experts.
It's incredible because you're talking about the second-ranked team in the country. You know, the team that went to Oregon and won 30-20 and dominated the football game. The team that hasn't lost a game this year. The team that lost to Ohio State and Notre Dame last year in the playoffs. And I think that everybody still thought that that was the team. This team is way different. This team is loaded with talent. And this team was ready to go toe-to-toe with Ohio State. But even for me, I mean, it's just surreal to see them even run out of the tunnel onto the field with Indiana painted in one of the end zones and Ohio yeah. State in the other, and everyone's wearing bracelets that light up, coordinated like you're at a concert. And I'm looking around like, geez, I mean, I remember going to Memorial Stadium in Bloomington. I mean, those are my IU memories. And then right. Here we are with this incredible atmosphere. But they played, Mark, incredibly well. They thrive off of this. I haven't looked too deep into it yet, but I looked at The Athletic. They handicapped the bracket, and not one of the writers picked Indiana to win at all. They picked Ohio State and Georgia. So, you know, here we go again. And that's exactly what IU wants.
Right.
They want you to doubt them.
Yes.
They actually
yes.
thrive off of that.
So Tom, you talked a little bit about what, you know, the expectation going in was, how they had kind of been counted out, and obviously you're the homer, which is fair. What was your expectation? Did you? I mean, I know they were only a 4.5-point underdog, but did you, in your heart of hearts, did you think that they were going to do this, or were you as surprised as a lot of the national media was as well?
No, what I thought was going to happen, Ethan, was that it was going to be a low-scoring game, that Kurt Cignetti would not let this game get away from him. And that if they were to win the game, they were going to have to limit mistakes. And they absolutely 100% could not turn the ball over, which they did one time. And they also just had to control the line of scrimmage, and that's how they won the game. They got into the backfield. They beat Ohio State's offensive line. And once I saw that start to happen, it was like the Oregon game all over again. I mean, they were getting through the offensive line and getting into the backfield. And after Fernando, I'll tell you, the moment that I had some doubt was 9 seconds into the game. Fernando Mendoza gets absolutely blasted on the first play of the game. He's down. He gets hit right in the chest. And he's down for a while. And he said at that moment he could just lay there on the ground or he could get up and fight for his teammates. He gets up. He comes back after one play. And when that happened, I think the offensive line pretty much decided we're not going to let them touch this guy again. And that was the name of the game right there. Indiana's done it all year. They've done it for 2 years. Their line has been exceptional on both sides. And once that happened, you know, the skill players take care of the rest. Although the other blow was Omar Cooper, who might be their most talented player on either side of the ball, goes out the third play of the game. He's limping off. He's the one who made that insane catch against Penn State. He's done for the game. So they did all of that without Omar. And I expected it to be a tight game. I expected it to be low scoring, and it was that very thing. But still, to come away with the victory just felt like a dream. It actually felt like a dream walking in and out of Lucas Oil Stadium.
Do you have a ticket for the national championship game yet?
I will be acquiring a ticket, I believe, to the Rose Bowl, and we're going to go from there.
Yes.
The Rose Bowl, January 1st. But have I booked a flight to Miami just to have one? Yes, I have.
Oh, you're smart. That is amazing. That is. So I'm so happy for you guys just because I love this story of the Indiana Hoosiers. Now, you are hosting the Jack Buck Awards tonight, right? You're getting ready for that at the MAC.
I am, yeah. Yeah, and tonight's great. I mean, it's really a cool night. It's going to be live on KMOX at 8. The honorees are Jordan Bennington, John Rooney, Jim Hart, Bob Ramsey, Earl Austin Jr., Matty DiMaria, who is the National Soccer Player of the Year, plays for Koryezu. And there are some other surprises in there as well. The presenters, I think people are going to absolutely love. We got a Hall of Famer. We got a legend introducing Jordan Bennington. It's going to be an awesome night. And it's just, you know, one of those special things, 56 the awards. It was 1970 when Jack Buck decided to start this. And so such a great tradition. I'm ready to go. I'm going to head downtown here shortly, actually, and host it. And it's an honor to do so.
Hey, last year I was at the awards. I can't make it tonight. I had a conflict. But last year, Brady Cook was on that stage, and he just got into his first NFL game against the Jets. Now, he didn't play very well, but he got into the game yesterday, didn't he?
Yeah, and did you see Cody Schrader just got signed by the Houston Texans?
I didn't see that, awesome. But that's awesome, mm-hmm. too. Look at that. All right, Tom, hey, thank you for sharing your joy and your adulation. I mean, just watching Mendoza after the game and the smile on his face in that interview was so cool. So have fun with all this and have fun tonight at the Jack Buck Awards.
Thank you. I don't have an NFL team, but I've decided that my next NFL team will be whoever drafts Fernando Mendoza.
That's not a bad choice.
Although
there you go.
Might be the number one.
My daughter said, Dad, what if the Rams do? Ooh. And I said, well, good luck, Fernando.
Yeah, it's not going to be the Rams. It's going to be the Raiders.
Yeah.
So you and I are going to Vegas next year. All right, see you, Tommy.
Right,
take
man.
Care. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.